Hey, remember that guy you told me about last week?
Yeah, that's canceled.
I'm Cecily.
I'm Duran.
And this is
Shoulda Swipe Left.
Shoulda Swipe Left.
Shoulda Swipe Left.
The podcast, all things online dating.
Yes, love, sex, penis. That was so loud. We're live. We're live on Instagram, and we're recording for Anchor, so this will be up for y'all lazies who don't join in and watch it.
This is so much right now. I'm so sick. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm like, I don't know if to look at the phone or look at the other phone. Phone.
Welcome to Shoulda Swipe Left.
Hey.
Let me make sure the volume is all the way up on the mic.
That part.
Because what if we're like... Am I turning it down or up?
Hey, cousin. Oh, it's How up. You doing? Oh, it was upside down, my bad.
Hi.
Make that ass clap.
Wait a
We just got started.
Kristen's not allowed to watch this anymore. Guys, welcome to Shoulda Swipe Left.
Shoulda Swipe Left, the podcast.
The live episode.
Are you guys watching? Left. Is this still left? This is my left, so I guess it's like...
Shoulda swiped.
To the left, that way. Oh, yeah, you're on my left. Oh, my God, yeah, actually. Okay. Okay, let me... I was amused.
Ooh, thank you. We are live on this episode, our final episode of 2018.
Look at that. We made it.
We barely
got the hair on changes.
These last few months, yo. Rough. That's my dog in the background. She's still alive.
She's gotten cuter. She likes to cuddle now.
Well, we thought because, you know, Instagram... Nope. Yes. We thought because Netflix went out and did that awesome Bandersnatch episode.
Oh, you gotta watch it.
What is it? Black Mirror.
The Bandersnatch.
We were gonna shake things up on the podcast, and now we're doing our first live episode.
I wonder who is making us make these choices.
Stop.
Is it you?
Stop. Oh, my God. Okay, so, guys.
You got 10 seconds.
Shut up. We're almost done with 2018. We're in the final hours.
How was the year for you?
It was a year. Actually, this is probably one of the better years for me.
I agree. It's been a good year, but it's been like a rough year at the same time.
It was long.
It was,
and then short.
But like, I feel like we all learned so much about ourselves this year.
Yes. 2018 was lit. You can't see me. Lit. But I'm excited for 2019.
I am too.
I was going to come home from work today and get all super cute for this podcast, and but instead I took a nap, so.
I feel that. At least I don't look like a ragamuffin.
Very tired. Yeah, me either. Not completely. Just kind of.
Not even a kind of. Girl, you cute. Okay.
Now
super
you get to cute. See our faces.
As we record.
Yeah, as we record.
Because she be giving me the desk there because I say some things and... And I'm loud. Look, I can feel it coming.
So loud.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do a year in 2018 with the two of us. Some of it will be related to what our podcast is related to, the whole dating thing, because woof. And some of it will just be about life in general, because we're going to end this year with a bang.
And together.
And bring in 2019 with another bang. 2019 is gonna have a
shipping.
Whole...
Shipping.
Oh my god. 2019 is going to have a whole new slew of dating stories for your listening pleasure and for our pain, probably.
Oh, girl.
Understatement. I have a date on Wednesday, so that's the second.
Hey, that's the beginning of the year.
Oh, ka-da-da.
I said I was gonna try like actually dating and not being like, well. I'm busy, so, like, I just don't want to talk anymore. Because I definitely shoot people down like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you gotta get it together. You gotta get it together.
Get your cousin.
What's she doing? Girl, we talking about BBC?
No, we're not.
Okay! Okay, it's too early. Give about 20 minutes.
Anchor, if you're listening to this episode, we're going to be probably kind of all over the place because we are... talking to whoever's watching live on the Instagram, but then trying to kind of keep us somewhat
keep
format.
Together.
I don't know. We're just going to see what happens. Yes! Okay, so
Let's start with you.
Let's start. Okay, so the podcast started in April.
Yeah.
April 5th, apparently, because I just did my year in review. Actually, I don't know if that was the first date that I released an episode, but it was in April.
April's very good.
April, 4 months into the month, and I started the podcast because I had a really bad breakup. I don't know if you could call it a breakup, whatever it was.
It was with this guy something.
Who's a hoe, for show. Mm. We won't say his name, but it's Alan.
I posted him in my story.
I know, but
and
you
I blocked
the,
him out.
You put so. The Kim Kardashian face over him, and you're I like, couldn't tell who it was.
This
it's
one.
Like, who are?
Yeah.
Who are you putting on there?
He tried it.
He did, and that was probably one of the worst ones. And I was like, I need to do something for this. And I was posting all of my God Help the Male Species post on Facebook, and they were like a hit, and everybody was like, this is so funny.
They're funny.
You should start something like a web series or this or a podcast. And I was like, A podcast.
That's a good idea.
Podcast.
And then you got that mic, and then the dog chewed it up. Not your dog, your cousin's dog.
No. Alex's dog.
Okay. Yes, Alex's dog chewed it up, and then you got this precious new microphone, and it has taken lots of stories. She's taken a lot.
Mm. She's experienced.
Ooh.
This is our.
We love an experienced microphone. Hey, girl.
Ew, stop. So weird. Let's move it out of the frame so people don't have to see it. Okay, so podcast started. I had just gotten out of that really bad whatever with Alan. And we're going to stop saying his name because he ain't important.
Right.
Should have swiped left. I did meet him online, and I was online dating. Kristen is going to get dismissed. Can you block people from this?
Probably.
Kristen's making some ridiculous comments. Such a mess. So that happened. And then I just was still online dating. And then I would just document my life on this podcast.
Which has been, it's a very therapeutic way. And it's also helpful for others because there are people who like to listen but not talk about it too.
I didn't think this podcast would be as popular as it has gotten. But a lot of people relate to this.
It's great to know you're not alone. And this is a great way for people to be like, ooh, girl, me too. They be in their room sipping their wine. Ooh, I felt that one. Yes, Ashley, yes.
Oh, my God. What has been your favorite episode on the podcast so far?
My favorite.
I have so many favorite moments.
I have so many favorite moments, but I think my overall favorite episode was the sex episode, and we had like seven of us speaking
insane.
At once. And we were just like, ah, 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 sex, penis, vagina! The entire time. It was wild.
Penis!
That was such a great episode.
Oh, shout out to Nikki for giving me penis. Wait, that sounds inappropriate. For saying the word penis on one of her hilarious posts, and then I was like, I'm only going to say it that way from now on.
Penis.
There's no other way to say it. She's like, because he's a penis. I was like, yes.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, yeah, sex episode was really great.
What's yours?
My favorite episode. I don't know, that's probably up there, but I don't know if I can pick, like, an absolute favorite, because, like, there are things that happen in every episode that's insane. Like, ridiculous.
I also feel another one of my personal favorites was the very first one, because it was so earnest, and you were so nervous, and it was, like, it was very sweet. Like, I was like, that's my girl.
One.
Hashtag
that's
one. My girl.
It's a dick pic. Yes, that was a good one. Well, the one that I was the most like raw with was the Breakup That Almost Killed Me episode,
yes.
Which is the most serious episode on this podcast. And like,
I'm glad it was when you recorded.
I cried.
I would
on the podcast.
I know. Yeah, I would have been sitting there with you. You know, I'm a more dramatic crier than you are.
Yes.
Hey, not pretty.
Okay, we're going to take a quick moment because Duran's going to entertain you because I'm making mashed potatoes.
Well,
the watch is boiling.
It is. To come out of this year so far, this is the little blessing herself. This is Kiki. Say hello to the world, Kiki. Oh, hi.
My baby.
She's made a few appearances on the podcast as well. You better not use that word on this holy Instagram live. Not in the Lord's house, we don't. She used the M word.
Oh, moist?
Oh, God. But yes, Kiki has made many appearances, and so you finally got to see her. Anchor listeners, you have to catch a replay on Instagram so you can see her because she's so cute. Yeah, the replay stays there, and you can also, I think you can save part of it to the highlights or whatnot. Oh,
fancy. But, look at, she's smelling out moist.
Moist. Y'all tripping. Y'all big tripping.
Okay, Duran, what's been your favorite dating experience of 2018 for you?
Also,
you didn't really have much time to date this year because you were in show after show. How many shows did you do this year?
Okay,
Have you counted yet?
No, I haven't.
It's time.
Okay, Ragtime.
Uh-huh.
The Little Mermaid.
Uh-huh.
Legally Blonde.
Uh-huh. Heights.
In the Heights. The Addams Family and The Perfect Christmas. So that's six shows.
Six shows,
and I think all but two of those ran for 6 weeks each.
So what's the longest break that you had this year?
The longest break I've had was 8 days. Yep.
I did half of that. I did three shows, and they were all the end of the year.
Yeah, so I know you're
which
just like...
Which is why I came home and hibernated today.
Hey, Kenny. How you doing? There you go. There's your shout out.
Look at your face. Dumb. So that was
I had not a lot of time to date, but I think my favorite dating experience wasn't really through online dating. It was just, I made a few common mistakes that you do when you spend a lot of time with people, and I had fun, and you know, I made a good friend out of it, so there's that.
I think about this year in a whole and things that happened, and I'm like, that was definitely this year. Like, the military man with the snake, the 21
year old,
was definitely this year.
That
Trevor was definitely all this year. I haven't talked to Trevor in months, guys, so I'm doing the thing. Also, if you're watching this, Trevor, hi. So,
what has been your favorite dating experience of the year?
I don't have a favorite. My dating life was either like super ridiculous or non-existent.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that
me
towards
too.
The end of this year, I just didn't want to date anyone. So it was like, no. But at the beginning, I was trying to date people, but like nothing really worked.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to date people,
yeah,
but
right
it just
now,
never
I just,
happened. I was like, nah, I'm too busy.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. Towards the end of the year, I got super busy like with work and then being a single mom and then the three shows. I just didn't really have time to want to date anyway. Now that life is officially trying to calm down, I'm like, I guess I could give it a try. So I'm going out with this guy on Wednesday.
And I can't wait to hear about it. I know you guys can't either.
He's picking me up here. I know him. I didn't meet him online.
Did you see my face? I said, picking you up here, girl?
I did not meet him online. We met in a past life. No. We met...
You got me there.
I used to work with his sister, and then we met.
Ah.
And then we, like, kind of dated for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then that didn't work out. And then I had Jaden. He came to my baby shower, actually.
That's really cute.
And then we just didn't talk for a while, and then we had a weird thing happen, I don't know, like 2 years ago, maybe? Mm-hmm. Where it was super weird, and he was super weird about, like, meeting up with me, and then... We didn't talk, and then I found out that he was looking at my Instagram. Not this one, because this one I don't care. Like, everyone looks at this one, but, like, my private Instagram.
You'd be like, hold up!
Which I guess isn't really private, because it's not set on private. It's just my personal one where I post, like, stuff about my personal
life.
This one is
life.
Just about podcast. So then he was, like, looking at it, and I was like, who is that? And then I went, and I was like, oh, look at that. And then we started talking again,
oh,
and then he
look at that.
Asked me out. On a date.
Well, you know, fingers crossed that it's not weird or awkward this time, you know?
Maybe. I felt like the need to lay out some super clear boundaries without sounding like a bitch.
Oh, yes. Last night.
Last night we were
yes.
talking about it, and he was like, oh, I'm going to pick you up. And I was like, oh, cool. And he's like, can I see your place? And I was like, why?
Right.
Why?
Right. Does that matter?
And I wanted to make sure it was very clear that I was not interested in, like, a hookup thing. Because at the time that he and I met, I was very much living my hookup life, and I'm not in that place anymore, so I wanted to make it clear that if you're thinking this is going to be, like, about sex, it's not. I'm not interested.
You ain't getting no cookie tonight!
No cookies. No cookie, Cookie Monster. oh, God. That was so gross.
That was so bad.
Ew. So then I thought he was going to be like, oh, okay, well, we don't need to go out, but he still wants to, so.
That's actually really good.
So, and he's still picking me up.
You know, I really hope that he's not a complete asshole. I hope that he doesn't. I feel like time changes people and changes circumstances in that kind of situation.
Yes, but I also feel like I can't go into it expecting things to be like, oh, this is not going to be completely different. But I'm trying to also not enter it.
Yes.
With these,
we're going into 2019 with no negative energy.
None.
You know that girl who's always walking over stuff into the next year?
No.
Every year is that meme, and she's like the black girl with the purse, and she's walking in her heels across the boxes that say like negativity, bad people, toxic relationships. And this is 2019.
That's
and,
a mood. Know,
every year she's still walking over the same stuff, and it's still the same. And I'm like, oh, damn.
She's using the same meme. It's not her.
I know, but like that's how I feel. So I'm like, she's about to kick off them heels and start sprinting, so they ain't catching up with her.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited.
Yes.
Kick off them heels, girl. I will give this
a try because Van too. That was very weird.
That was odd.
I think it's because he had texted me right before we started this. Duran and I are going to be doing a show together in March.
I know! Oh, I'm so excited!
Van
too.
Well. And in the, you know, I said I wasn't going to do anything all of January, and I'm sticking to that.
I am too, girl. Ooh,
because we don't start rehearsals till mid-February.
And we can record, like, weekly.
We can record weekly again.
Because guess what? We're not in shows.
My life is a show.
You know, I feel like my life is for show because, like,
listen,
people are always trying to see what I'm doing.
People be playing me. What is she eating?
She's playing with the reindeer.
Oh, I just gotta make sure my dog's not dying, you guys, because she.
You can't eat his scarf, girl.
She's not really the smartest.
No.
Anyway, okay, so that's where I'm at, and we will have an update for everybody next week because we're gonna try and get back onto our weekly schedule.
Amen.
And I can give an update on this date and where it's going. The thing is, so he goes to school. He goes to Berkeley. Anyways, he's also only a year younger than me. He's just been in school for a long time. And he's leaving on January 17th to go back to school. So he's only out here for a few weeks.
Okay.
Visiting family.
You know, actually, I think that could be good. I feel like...
That might be good for me because I don't think I can date someone who's here.
You get to get together, you get to exchange those hugs, good to see you, catch up a little bit.
Yeah.
If it goes well, you guys will keep talking, you know?
Yeah.
You'll have your texting, maybe a
phone
call.
And then you have something
call.
To look forward to if you're, like, coming home from
maybe
the summer.
Maybe a FaceTime call or something, and if it continues to go well, who knows? Could be.
Your girl's not too, like, oh my god, this is it. Like, if it happens, it happens. I don't care.
I feel that.
But this could be another situation like Van's where he dated someone who was long distance.
Absolutely.
Who he is still with.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
Kristen's just said, ooh, naughty FaceTime calls. Yes. The
girl,
best.
We just said it ain't no kind of hookup situation.
Catch up, Kristen.
Come on, girl.
Catch up.
Stay with the times.
Pay attention.
I love you.
She's a mess. anyways. So, I lost my train.
We were talking about Van and him and
Van and his boo thing, who are very serious right now.
Yeah.
They're going to be here in a little bit because they're coming to love on us for the New Year's.
It's so exciting to see Van happy.
Yes. They had the cutest photo shoot, and it looks like engagement pictures. They're not engagement pictures, but it looks like they're on an engagement shoot. They're so precious. With his blessing, we'll share a few.
We should definitely.
Because Van is like a regular.
Van is a regular.
They know him.
He's a regular boy.
He's regular. He poops often.
Oh, yeah. Pooping often is very healthy.
This is going to go into a direction we don't need to talk about.
We're not going there.
Okay, what about your favorite hookup story from 2018?
Ooh, my
because
favorite.
Because I know what mine is, and I'm going to
I have a favorite hookup story, and it was the time I had a threesome when I was at Coachella this year. It was with these two very brawny and very attractive Australian men, except the only downfall was they don't like deodorants with perfumes or anything in them, so like their deodorant was like practically like you're like kind of smell a little musty, but it was an experience. They got me extremely drunk because
This is fine.
They love, they made this like jungle juice with like absinthe and Everclear and a bunch of other sodas and juices, and it was tasty. But like after two cups, I was like, I need to sit down. Yeah, that's mine. No need to go into details. It was just pretty great.
I think, excuse me.
That was also my second threesome. The first one was terrible, and that one was kind of like it was great. Probably because I was really intoxicated.
I've never been in a threesome.
Yeah, you're not missing out on anything.
I don't want to. I don't like sharing, and I also don't want multiple people touching.
I didn't have to share.
Oh. Ba-dum-ts. My God, I think I threw up in my mouth. Okay, so my favorite hookup story was that time that Trevor came out and took me to dinner, and I ate a lot that night because he was paying for it. Like, if you're gonna take me out, I'm gonna eat. Trevor took me out to dinner. We ate a lot of food. We came back and watched TV for a little bit.
Shut up, girl.
And then we started. Kiki, get down. We started getting a little frisky. And his penis.
Keep going. Keep going. I'm ready for it.
Okay,
I'm
here's the thing. Myself. So you know how you're supposed to wait like 30 minutes after you eat to swim? I think it's like the same with eating and sucking a partner. I'll tell you why, because I did not wait. And I started to shut up. I started to, you know, give him a little BJ, and he kept like pushing his penis down my throat. And I kept trying to like back up, but he kept getting a little aggressive. And then my dinner came up, and I like couldn't hold it in, so I threw up. On my floor. And then in the hallway on my way to the bathroom. And then in the toilet.
This phone call is probably one of my
favorite. Do you know
favorite.
What's most upsetting about this? Is that I didn't even get to keep my dinner.
No. And you had some of your favorite food.
I did. Mozzarella sticks. I didn't get it on his penis, though. So.
I'm glad. You're nasty. Hey, Scoot.
Hi, Scoot.
Oh, my gosh. Your cousin said her favorite hookup story is yours. It's Vegas.
What? She did?
That's why I told her to shut up.
Oh. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
We absolutely. That was, ooh, girl.
I was very drunk. Like, the drunkest I've been all year. I haven't been as drunk as I was in Vegas for a very long time.
Since the Christmas party.
She has my essential
party.
Oils.
Little girl, if you don't...
She wants some eucalyptus in her life.
Hey, it helps.
I am now an essential oil girl.
Me too.
Kristen, yes, I was very drunk. I don't even remember
I can't
of that
stand
night.
You.
Oh, God.
Don't
we don't talk
it
about
up.
It. So that's my favorite hookup story of the year. Because...
Do you have a top asshole of the year?
A top asshole of... Yes,
like,
Alan.
Like, via... I was going to specify, like, via messages.
Oh.
Because, you know, you get a lot...
Because I was in person.
You get a lot of bums.
I do, but, you know, there's so many. But maybe... You know, that guy... I don't remember his name. I don't remember half their names. But remember that guy when we... I was talking to you and Van about it, and, like, we had scheduled to go out and everything, and, like, I was ready to meet up with him, and we were, like, about to leave, and he's
oh my God.
An hour late.
Yes.
He is, like, yes. An hour after. He's, like, running late, and then, like, right before I'm supposed to leave my house, he's like, yeah, I can't do this. I don't want to meet up.
First of all, you need to be considerate of my time.
That was probably, because the thing is, it takes a lot for me to want to go out with someone in person. And I was like, yeah, you know, we'll try this. And we had been texting for, like, a week, and I was like, yeah, fine, we'll do it. And that's the thing, like, I don't have a lot of free time, so...
Amen. So it really bothers... You know what grinds my gears?
America. You, America.
That part.
Donald Trump. That almost made me throw up again.
I was like, girl, are you okay? Do you have a fever or something?
You know, Donald Trump is the equivalent of a white man's penis, so...
No, it isn't, because I like white men's penis.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, we're going black and never going back.
You know, I'm down with that statement, sister. Okay, all power to the Negro penis.
The man I'm going out with on Wednesday is a black man.
I'm trying to get on that train.
Yeah, I think I really need to date a black guy.
I need to start dating black guys because I...
And not because of BBC, like Kristen thinks.
Yeah, it's not about... it's not about...
It is because...
Girl...
Okay, here's the difference. I don't...
I know. I can't.
Kristen just said no SBC. That kills me. I can't date someone who I have to explain my culture to anymore.
It's so hard! Oh my God, and they do not understand in the slightest when you say things. They're like, well, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Right.
Like, that's why Michelle Williams and Chad White will not get married. That's why their engagement's called off, because he made a thing. Well, I don't understand that, and I don't think you should be up that, because like, I might be white, but like, does it make you any different because you're black? Because just because you're black doesn't mean you can hold this above me. And I'm just like, boo boo, you just said the wrong thing to the wrong person.
I also think there's a difference between, like, the kind of black guy I want to date. Like, I can't date a nigger.
I can't date a nigger because I'm too white.
Me too.
I'm far too white. I don't fit in.
Yeah. They will hate me.
Uh-huh. Me too.
So I need to date a black man like myself. I'm not a black man, but someone who's...
I just want to meet someone who can, like, understand and not be judgmental.
Oh, like, I need a nice Taye Diggs.
You know, we can agree on that one.
Or Dwayne Johnson.
He's not exactly what you're explaining, but he does move a step above the rest because he is Dwayne.
He's perfect.
The Rock. Say it again. The Rock Johnson.
When am I going to marry him?
You know?
Listen, I have really considered... You're going
to
get
married on March 29th, 2019 to The Rock. Yes.
Wow, he's married.
3/29/2019.
Shush.
Be there. Don't miss it.
Ew. Kristen just said Brandon is still free.
Who? Is that the drug dealer?
Oh, we got paused. Yes, the drug dealer.
Oh, Lord. Hey, you got to hang out with him the other day, though. You was like, hey, Brandon.
No, I wasn't. Oh. I went to... Listen, listeners. I went to my cousin's Christmas party. Ugly Christmas party.
Okay. Drag queen. Come on, girl. Ew.
Ugly Christmas sweater party.
Yes.
And she had the nerve to try and sit me next to the drug dealer.
Girl, you did not.
She did.
Oh.
And I was going to fight her. This man was so drunk.
Oh, she said a correction. Favorite cousin.
Okay, so my cousin.
Favorite cousin.
He was so drunk, he like walked outside and couldn't get back in. He was like falling over his own feet.
Oh, girl.
It was a hot ass mess.
I only get that drunk when I have a lot of issues going on. I like to talk about it.
Well, maybe he does. I think we have to end our live video soon.
Why?
Because your phone's going to die.
No, it's not. It's at 20%, girl. It's on low power mode. We got an hour. I know how my phone works. My phone is never charged.
We don't actually have an hour. So let's just see where we are on Encore.
Do you have any horror stories from this year that are like in the top five?
Okay, the throw up penis one is in the top.
Yes, it is.
But you know what? He still went out with me a few times after that. Yes. So
like, it didn't completely throw him off. He was like, I made that bitch throw her food up.
And that wasn't it. It's just that I was still really full. You know when you're,
I was trying to digest my food.
When you're like full to the point where you can like feel your food in your throat, like that's how much I ate.
Oh God, you know, Thanksgiving.
Was like just indefinite like food coma and should have taken a nap. That's what I should have been doing.
That's when you're lesson so full, you have to sit with your neck back like this. You just. I'm full.
I'm so full.
You gotta extend your airways a little bit.
You have to like keep your neck elongated. It's like the same as when you unbutton the top button on your pants, but that's what you do for your throat.
It's your neck. That's a good one.
So that's the lesson of 2018. Do not suck a penis after you've just eaten.
Let it digest.
Otherwise, your food's coming back up, and it's a waste. It's good going down.
That's a good one for it your horror stories for the year.
I really think that might be my top one. Well, also, Kristen brought up Vegas. That might also be in it. But I honestly can't give you a million details about Vegas because I was so drunk. I do know that I hooked up with a random man in Vegas and I was on my period.
Yeah.
And I had to, like,
yeah,
take out my tampon.
I have this visual of you in my head when you told me you're in the room, like, all right now! Swing around the tampon, like, let's get it on, bitch!
And
imagine.
I woke up in just his bed shook.
Red.
I was like, the walls. I like looked over and I was like, who is that? What did Kristen say?
And twisted around you. Oh, girl. Like
said, I thought you were kidnapped and chopped up. Because I started the night with Kristen and the rest of our party, and I ended it in some random person's hotel room.
Well, we've been to Vegas together. You already know how that goes for me as well, too.
Most times you make it back to the room. This is the one time I've never done that.
Well, you know, I would come when the sun is already up, and that's a problem.
I did that too. It was more tangled.
I was like, wow, it is 7:32, let me walk back to my room a mile down the strip.
See, all this stuff was at the beginning of the year, though. I haven't done anything in like months. I'm very proud of myself.
That's good.
Because no time.
Yeah, no time.
And just like, I don't feel like it.
I feel like a virgin again.
Touched for the very first time.
my top horror story from this year is that one guy who wanted to hook up and his mama was taking his nudes for him.
Oh god.
And he was like, I'm like, your mom took your nudes? And he was like, well, I don't see a problem with that. And I was like, you're watching porn right now? Yeah, she's sitting right here, you should come join us. I said,
that is Norman Bates.
It was so stressful. And he was like, oh yeah, come over and smoke. And I was like, well, we smoking weed. Like, oh, like, okay, we can do that. No, he was like,
cocaina.
No, even worse.
Oh, heroina.
I think it's meth, crystal meth.
Methaina.
Methaina. Yes, and he was like, yeah, we're smoking meth. And he said, black crystal.
Was he white?
No, he was a Latino.
No, he was white.
And he was fine. And he had cakes for days, and I was like, why you gotta be crazy? Mm-mm. It's okay, I blocked his number so quick, I was terrified. I thought that was disgusting.
Yikes.
He was talking about, yeah, you both can play with mine. And I was like,
feet, earlobes,
no,
nostrils,
his booty hole and penis. And I was like,
that's a booty hole.
Girl, that's a booty hole. No, Keisha, it's a valve. But yes, that's definitely my top horror story. That's like, I got chills thinking about that all over again. That's just really disturbing.
What do you think, like, what are you hoping 2019 will bring into your life, like dating or hookup-wise? Because if I'm being unrealistic, like, obviously I'd want The Rock. If I'm being realistic, like, obviously I want The Rock. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, if I was being realistic, I want Matt McGorry.
Okay. I actually, no, like, honestly, if we're being real, I think I would maybe possibly be open to dating someone seriously, but I think it's going to take me like a lot of time to get to that point because I don't trust people.
Amen. Me too. Come on, Trust Issues Club.
We're perfect.
Yeah. I agree with that though. I feel like 2019, I feel like I'm in a good place. You know, I have so much more love for myself as a person. And
like, not everyone deserves me. That's
that
the thing.
Part.
A lot of people don't.
And like, I have a lot more confidence than I used to.
Like, I'm straight up rolling into 2019 feeling like Ariana Grande going, thank you.
Imagine a world like that.
Oh, same.
I'm waiting for the Mariah Carey comments.
Kristen. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be, like, in the hookup thing anytime soon.
I can't say that I'm not going to be there, but I can't say I am going to be there.
You are probably going to.
I don't know. You know, like, this year, this is probably, like, in the past few years, this is, like, the least amount of hookups I've ever had.
I also have not had time.
I've had like three.
Wait, like three hookups in total or like three people with multiple hookups from those people?
Three total.
Oh, wow. I beat you by so many.
This has been a very, 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 very long year.
Not so many.
I mean, it's okay.
I'm just thinking about it and trying to think. Like, Trevor was my go-to this year. He was the one person.
Well, it was multiple. Okay, you're right, though. Like, three times total is a lie. It's definitely three people, because one of those people, it happened, like, a few times, because we were in a show together. Mm-hmm, two shows together. So, you know, repeat offender.
What do you think your hashtag will be for 2019? Like, what are you living by?
Ooh, okay, let's see. Do you know yours? Because I need to think about it. I'm slow.
No, I just wanted to ask.
Okay. My hashtag for 2019. Fuck it. Hashtag fuck it.
That's, like, very aggressive.
Well, like, not in a bad way. Like, as in not caring. It's as in...
Kiki.
Why are you trying to lick the lighter? She's trying to burn it down.
Death wish.
No, but like as in like hashtag fuck it, as in go for it. Just do it. Believe in yourself. Go do it. Fuck it. Yeah. The worst someone can say is no.
True. That would be me saying no. No!
No! Wait, can you do the scream? Yes. It's your booty, not your beauty. You're funny. But yes, what would yours be?
You know how there's the saying like new year, new me, mm-hmm. or like new whatever, who it is. Mine's gonna be like same me, no bullshit.
Ooh, girl, yes.
Growth. What do we call it?
Growth.
Ooh, my skin color is so pretty.
Vogue.
I'm a nice mocha choca latte color.
Mocha choca latte! Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Creole lady mama. Dope. Okay. What?
Any advice you would give to someone going into 2019 and that they have a lot of baggage on them from this year? Any advice to them for that?
First of all... Oh, sorry. Yeah, interrupted there.
As you literally said.
I told you that your phone was going to ring.
I know. You called it.
I think that my advice for anyone would be, or that's carrying baggage from this year into next year, would just be like straight out of Frozen. Like, let it go. When you carry your baggage from the past, it just makes like your present and your future... You're not living your best life. So, like, I have really been learning to let things go. Letting people go. I ain't got time for it.
Yeah.
Situations go. Letting jobs go.
You have to.
All those things. Let them go. Live your best life. If it's not affecting you positively, it does not need to be involved in your life. That goes for people, jobs, situations, family members.
That part. Oh, man.
That falls into people, but let's get specific. Friends, whatevs. Like, we don't have time for that, so.
I agree with that, because mm-hmm. this year, like, 2018, I learned a lot about myself by letting go of some of those things. I always felt like they're holding me back and carrying me down. And I feel like a much better person, and I lost a whole lot of weight, mm-hmm. and I'm just like,
yeah.
Screw you, over in the corner. Best life. Yes, and you should do the same.
Yeah.
Listeners, friends,
listeners and viewers.
Loving fans. And viewers. Oh my God, look at that, a new term. Let it go.
Yeah.
Drop it.
Drop it like it's hot.
Hey. If the table wouldn't shake, I would have got up and dropped it for y'all.
No, but then you'll break your phone probably.
It's already cracked. It's all right.
Oh, is it?
It's the screen protector, but like, you know.
Anyways, yeah, that's what I would say for 2019.
I agree.
Go into this new year. Like, we love new beginnings. We love that. There's going to be a lot that's going to be happening in 2019 for everyone. Some positive, some negative. It's just life. That was seen with 2018. We all had negative. We all had positive. But focus on being the best you. So if that means eliminating things from your life, cut them out. Because it's just not worth a headache.
Beautiful. I have another thing I'd like to say.
Okay.
I'd like to say thank you for being my best friend, and thank you for having me on the podcast so often. Thanks for making me a co-host. Thanks for this, because it's been like such a great year, and like what a great way to end the year.
Yeah.
With your best friend.
With your bestie. Living your bestie life.
And all of our friends who are watching and listening, because like it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
There's so much love and
positive
I feel that,
energy. Good vibes.
I feel that we need to pass on this love to everyone we know. So, everyone, take all this love. Boom!
We love you.
We love you.
So, before we, like, end everything... Hi, Matt. I want to talk about, like, the direction our podcast will be going. Because we obviously haven't been recording as much as we usually do. Things are evolving. Yeah. And I still, like, obviously we love the online dating thing. But I know that I'm not... using it as much.
I don't use it as often either because I don't have the time to.
So we'll probably be talking about evolving the podcast, not so much on online dating, but other things like in life that are important.
Yes, it is nice because like y'all need a little bit of help in life because who child?
It's nice when we talk about it and know that we're not.
We are gathered here today to talk about this thing called life. Blah, blah, blah. Rest in peace, Prince. We love you.
Remember when my dad made you cry last week?
Oh, y'all, that was probably the most touching part of my year. I was just talking about like being raised in an extremely religious family and being the one who's also black and also gay and also like extremely flamboyant and just like who I am, unapologetically me. Cecily's dad, on Christmas Day, as we were leaving, he pulled me to the side, we were leaving, and he said, I want to apologize for ever judging you based on the way you live your life instead of who you are as a person. And I lost it. He couldn't even, like, get 10 steps away from me before I just... Because being accepted for who you are is probably one of the best feelings in the world. And that's all I've ever wanted from, like... all the religious folk and on my dad's side of the family that we don't talk about because they're all just heathens as well.
That was a read.
It sure was. Okay. The Bible says a whole lot of things. Okay. I was raised in the church house, so I could tell you off too. And I'm like, well, being gay is a sin. Well, so is having premarital sex. So is eating pork. So is buying things instead of giving your money to the church, ho. So is going up in the church talking all this gossip. But that's another story. And it's just really nice. So, like, that was probably one of the best moments of my year.
He's in. He's made it. You're officially in.
I'm now a Jefferson.
Well, we're not that in.
I'm dumb.
That's a high note. I think we should end there.
You want to end there?
Yeah.
I love you guys. Happy New Year. Ready? We're going to do our own countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year to you from us. And remember, you should have swiped left.
Always swipe left.
I mean, unless they're really handsome and really nice.
And
or
really
unless
rich.
Really beautiful.
Hey,
and they have a personality
Monty.
Because that's the stuff we want. We want to have growth. We want to have great relationships. We want to find our person.
If he can't pay to take you on a vacation somewhere nice, then you don't need to be with him. Because, like, girl, you can do you by you yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We ain't dating no scrubs in 2019.
Okay. Aw, you swipe right on us. Aw, we love you.
Hi, Matt. We love you.
I love you so much.
No scrubs in 2019. Live your best life. Let everything go that's not for you.
Amen.
Let it go.
If it's not for you, you'll know.
Yeah,
let it go.
That's true. And hang out with us on our podcast every week. at least for the next month until we start rehearsals again.
We're going to get it together.
Well, we're going to try. Thanks for watching with us, guys. It was really fun. We'll have to do this again, maybe on a Single Awareness Day.
Oh, Galentine's Day. What it do? What it do? I can't wait for all the sweets and all the stories.
Yeah, since all that stuff is already in the stores, like Christmas just ended.
It literally is. I was like, all right, February 14th, here we come. Also, my birthday's in February.
It is!
Turning 25, y'all. Okay.
Special, special day.
We're going to turn up.
Okay. And we'll post pictures tonight of our New Year's, moving into 2019.
I'm going to comb my hair.
I'm going to do something. It's a surprise. Okay, probably take another nap. Love you!
Bye, guys.
Bye!